Hey, everybody. Welcome to our December edition of our monthly leadership podcast on Leading His Leaders. I am Avery Nesbitt. This month, we're going to be doing a very special episode. I've actually put together a short list that I just want to share with everyone real quick. Sort of looks back at this year and celebrating one full year of the Leading His Leaders podcast. So we've made it a whole year. Some of you have been with us from the beginning. Some of you just joined in midway. And maybe this is your first time on the podcast. Well, we're about to celebrate our 1 year anniversary. So this is a pretty big deal for us. So I decided to take this month's podcast and just look back and give you what I've boiled down as four things I learned starting something new. And so let's just jump in. The first thing is this. It is much harder than you could ever imagine. If you're starting something new, you need to know this. It's hard. It's so much harder than you could have ever imagined. Some days you're completely invincible, and some days you're completely fragile. I started out with the vision of what I wanted to accomplish, and I knew it would take some work to get there. You know, don't get me wrong. I knew it would cost me something. I knew where I was and I knew where I wanted to go. But I was wrong about how much it would cost. I was wrong about the financial investment. I was wrong about the time investment. I was wrong about the emotional investment. All the blogs, all the videos, all the people I spoke with did not prepare me for what it would take, not just to start, but to keep going. Now listen, I'm a researcher. I look up details about details just to make sure I know what I'm getting into. But for every four things I tried, I failed at three. Every time I thought I bought the right thing, I hadn't. Every time I tried to reproduce my success, I couldn't. I wanted to quit more times than I wanted to keep going. And I wanted to quit every time I had to start over. But there's something about saying yes to something that doesn't exist yet. There's something about creating that forces you to dig deeper and to deal with every failure along the way. I grew in areas I didn't know I even had. I had to learn how to turn every obstacle, every struggle into a teacher. And when you're creating something new, it really does force you to figure out how to make it work. So the number one thing to remember when starting something new is it's much harder than you could have ever imagined. Number two is this. No one cares as much as you do, and that's okay for now. When you're starting something new, no one cares as much as you do, and that's okay for now. See, when you got this brand new thing, this new idea, you're excited. You are all in. You know, you're fully invested into this thing, this new creation. And when you talk about it, your eyes light up. You get excited. It's pouring out of your heart. But the people you're talking to may not respond with that same level of intensity. And you know what? That's okay. Because God gave you the vision. He didn't give it to them. God gave you a glimpse into a future that doesn't exist yet. He didn't give it to them. So it's your job to pick up the pieces and build a future that you see. See, they may not get it. They may not understand it. They may not care as much as you do. And that's okay for now. See, because once you begin to build, once you begin to assemble the pieces that are in front of you, then it sets you apart from all those people who talk about the future, and you become someone who actually builds it. When I first started the blog and the podcast, I spoke to several people along the way for their input and, you know, and their buy-in. I wanted them to be the early adopters. I wanted them to be on my team. I wanted them to be my cheerleaders, you know, and spread the great news about this thing that I was doing. But when I spoke to people, more often than not, the highest regard I received was, ambivalence. You know, they were kind of like, oh, that's nice. And if I'm honest, it hurt. You know, I wanted someone in my corner shouting me on. You know, I was Rocky and I needed a Mickey. But you know what I learned? People are tired of hearing about what someone wants to do. There is no shortage of planners, but there is a drought of doers. So when I didn't find someone who cared as much as I did, I decided, you know what? It's okay. For now. Because today I'm building for an audience of one. It's between me and God. And I'm going to build to the best of my abilities and to His honor. And I'm going to be satisfied because I will build what He gave me a glimpse of. And listen, nothing draws attention like progress. If you're staring out at a field and something starts moving, you can't help but watch it. People will stop and stare at a building that's being built because there's something inspiring about progress. When you're starting something new, people may not care as much as you do, and that's okay. But they will. They really will. Number three, you have to create, create, create. When you're starting something new, you have to create and keep creating. At the very beginning, you have an idea of where you're going to end up, you know? But 9 times out of 10, I guarantee you, you're not even close. You think you know where you're going, but oftentimes you're on the other side of the map. Put it like this. You don't even know that you need the metal to make the key to unlock the door that you have to walk through. You don't know what you don't know. That's why you must continue to create, create, and create. The keys to your success, they don't lie in what you're creating today. The keys to your success lie in the creation of what you're creating today. I believe that as you continue to build, as you continue to grow and refine your skills, that moment, that idea, it's going to appear in front of you like a gift. A gift that you would have never received had you not continued creating and pushing your idea further and further and further. When I first started the podcast, I committed to one audio and one written post a month. But in the second month, it took me much less time to produce. So I wanted more. I wanted to create. So I introduced some additional interviews and some additional posts, but then those didn't take as long either. And I just wanted more. So I kept creating. And I decided to do a video post, some side-by-sides. And they were way more popular than anything else I had ever done. And I thought to myself, I should have just did this from the beginning. But I would have never gotten to that point had I not continued to create and create and create. If you want to create, find what you're good at and stick to it. If you have a niche, double down on it and see how far you can take that thing. Copy from the best out there, but be you. Commit to creating and never stop. If you keep pushing yourself, I believe this, if you keep pushing yourself, you'll surprise yourself at even what you can do. Create, create, create. The last one is this: love what you do. If you're going to start something new, you must remember to love what you do. It's so easy. Trust me, it is so easy to get caught up in everything that's not going right. And everything that's going the exact opposite of the way you thought it would go. Never lose sight that you have been given what no one else has. You've been given the chance to make what only you can make. The chance to build what only you can build. It is a roller coaster of ups and downs and twists and turns, but I promise you, it is worth it. The toughest of times are going to pass. And when you get through them, you'll realize that they were so much shorter than you thought they would be. Sometimes I would finish a podcast or a blog post, and I would absolutely love it. If no one else reads this, if no one else listens to this episode, it doesn't matter. I got to read it, and I loved it. I love the journey. I love the process. I love what came out of it. Listen, if you don't love what you do, why would anybody else? We've all worked with those people. We all know those people who don't love what they do. And you know what? It shows. Loving the process, loving the outcome isn't just good for your soul. It shows in the product of your work. You only improve in the things that you love. As a matter of fact, I really don't believe you can achieve the other three if you don't love what you do. It is almost impossible to press through the difficulties, to care when no one else cares, and to create with a sense of purpose if you don't absolutely, with everything in you, love what you do. See, when your heart's engaged with your activity, then your mind tells your body to look for ways to do this as often as we can. When you're in love with someone, you want to spend as much time with them as possible. When you love what you do, it gets easier to keep going back. It's easier to get better at it. And so here's the deal. I want to make this really clear. Loving what you do is not a goal to shoot for. It's a byproduct that you're pursuing the right things. You don't have to chase it. It finds you. I didn't wake up one day and say, I've decided to love making podcasts. From here on out, I love to blog. No, I started doing it. I started pursuing it. And then I realized, I kind of like this. Then I started doing it more. And I realized I was thinking about it when I wasn't even doing it. And then that's when it hit me. I enjoy this. I like thinking about it. I like doing it. I love doing this. And that's when I knew that I was pursuing the right thing. If you're starting something new, you have to love what you do. It's the train tracks that this whole thing runs on. So for everyone out there launching into something new, something exciting, starting something, building something, I encourage you, I challenge you, keep moving forward. Don't stop. Create with the power given to you by the Creator. You have received a gift from Jesus, and it's meant to bless the world. Don't hold back. The last time I checked, the best time to start something was now. Well, that's it, everybody. This is our last monthly leadership podcast of 2017, and it has been an honor to spend the year with you. I've loved the ride. I'm grateful to every listener, every comment, every person that's encouraged me along the way, every person that's been a part of the process. Thank you to everyone who took the time to do an interview or a side-by-side or just even share what we're doing on social media. I'm grateful to all of you, and I thank God that He's trusted me with this opportunity. I look forward to next year and everything that God's going to do. There's more stuff coming out in December, so stay tuned. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can join us over on leadinghisleaders.com for additional content. This particular episode has been a bit of a personal labor of love, and so share it. I want to encourage everyone who has a new dream for the new year to get the word out. Thanks, everyone. That's it. And I hope something we've said today helps you as you are leading His leaders.